I have to say that.
Hare Krishna, devotees are requested to kindly sit down on the floor so that Prabhuji can give Bhagavatam class.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Banachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Banachari. Yamuna Tira Banachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe. Jaya Shri Gopal Shri Gopal Shri Gopal Jaya Shri Gopal. Nittai Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivijakacharya Astotra Sat Sri Srimadis Divine Grace एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. अनंत कोटि वैष्णव जन की जय. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. सीकिंग द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑल वैष्णवस सो दैट आई मे बी एबल टू से सम गुड वर्ड्स. वील टुडे बी स्पीकिंग अबाउट द गोवर्धन Puja, the festival that we are celebrating today. In this month of Kartik, which is very dear to Srimati Radharani, we have so many festivals, we have so many occasions to glorify the Lord. We have so many opportunities to render some devotional services. It is, in fact, a boon, the month of Kartik. It's a boon for all Vaishnavas to take full advantage of the mercy that we are receiving. Especially because whatever we do during this month is multiplied many numbers of times and it goes to our credit. So, before we speak about the Govardhan Puja, let us first understand a few things about who Govardhan is, where is he come from, so on and so forth. In Garga Samhita, it has been explained by Gargacharya that once upon a time, Lord Shri Krishna, along with the entourage of many sages, he visited Mithila. And the king of Mithila, he went to meet him. Along with Narada Muni and so many other sages. When he reached Mithila, he was given the invitation by two very wonderful devotees. One was the king and one was a Brahmin, Shrutadev. Lord Krishna wanted to please both of them without disappointing anyone. So he expanded himself into two forms and he attended both the invitations. The king welcomed Krishna in a very royal manner and the Brahmana, Shrutadev, he was in his own way welcoming Krishna and in a very simple form. He spread some mats, offered him some food, and he took a shawl and started dancing for the pleasure of Krishna. So after this, Narad Muni stayed back because the king had a few questions to ask. One of the questions which the king asked was, "Can you please tell me this detailed pastime of Lord Krishna, where he picked up the Govardhan hill as if a child picks up a mushroom during the rainy season. And he held it up in his hand for 7 days. Narad Muni explained that yes, all this is given in Garga Samhita, and I will give you the details from Garga Samhita. So he said, in the Vaikuntha Lokas, in Krishna Loka, there is one neighborhood known as Goloka Vrindavan. And there, Lord Krishna, along with Srimata Radharani, and all their friends, they live there and they enjoy their lives very much. One day, Srimati Radharani approached Lord Krishna and told him, "My Lord, if you are pleased by my services, if you are pleased by my love, I request you to kindly create a place here so that we can enjoy our pastimes." As soon as Lord Krishna heard this, he wanted to immediately fulfill her desire. So from his heart sprang a drop of fire and water. And this drop fell on the ground right in front of them in the presence of so many other gopas and gopis. Soon, that drop of fire and water turned into a pebble, the pebble turned into a stone, the stone into a rock. The rock turned into a boulder and the boulder turned into a hillock. And the hillock grew up to become a mountain with many caves, streams, rivers, gardens, flowers and everything. This was Govardhan. This was Govardhan in Golok. Now Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani were having their pastimes in the precincts of this Govardhan in Golok. And as we all know, there is a certain time when Lord Krishna has to appear on this earth. It is like a calendar. It is fixed that he will come here during the day of Brahma. He comes once in his original form, Swayam Rupa, as Bhagavan. So when it came time for Krishna to come to this material world, he approached Srimati Radharani and he said, now we have to go and perform our pastimes on the earth. She said, of course, I'll come with you. But, she said, it will be so nice if on earth we can also have Govardhan and if we can also have Yamuna. Because without them, I will not be very happy to enjoy the pastimes with you. Krishna said, of course, I understand this. And already I have made arrangement that Govardhan should appear over there and Yamuna should appear over there. Then Radharani said, come, let's go. So what had happened was, much before this, in the island of Salmali, now Salmali is not a part of our material earth, but if you study the detailed Vedic scriptures, you will understand that besides this earth, there are so many other planets and there are so many other areas in this entire creation. So Salmali is an island in the western part of this creation, and there lived one mountain by the name of Dronachal. And to this Dronachal, a baby boy was born. Very beautiful, very chubby, very lovable. Now you may wonder, how can mountains have babies? Well, there are the personified mountains who have babies. Just as we have Mother Ganga, but there is also personification of Mother Ganga as Ganga Devi. So Dronachal gave birth to Govardhan. When Govardhan was born in Salmali Dweep, all the demigods, all the big mountains, they all showered flowers on him. Because they understood that he is not an ordinary person, he is not an ordinary mountain. He is Giriraj, he is the king of all the mountains. They came and circumambulated him and they worshipped him. Now we are talking of Satya Yuga. At that time, Govardhan was 8 yojanas long, 5 yojanas broad and 2 yojanas high. 1 yojana is 8 miles. So you can just imagine what a beautiful size he was. And while he was there in Salmali Dweep, there came one rishi by the name of Pulastya Rishi. Pulastya Rishi had traveled all the way from Kashi, what is also known as Varanasi. Now Varanasi or Kashi is a flat land, there are no mountains there. And Pulastya Rishi, after he completed his tour, he came to take leave of Dronachal. And he said that I must leave now and go back to my hometown to do my bhajan. As is customary for any grihastha, Dronachal asked out of courtesy to Pulastya Rishi if he could do anything for him, if he could serve him in any way. And Pulastya Rishi thought that in Kashi there is no mountain. Why don't I take Govardhan there? So he immediately asked Dronachal. He said, can you give me your son Govardhan? Now here is Dronachal who has to abide by his grihastha dharma. He has himself offered to render some service to this sage. And when the sage is asking for something, how can he say no? So it was very difficult for him, but he agreed. So as a last hope, he said, I am okay with it, but let us first ask Govardhan whether he will go with you. So Pulastya Rishi asked Govardhan. Now please remember that Govardhan has descended from Goloka Vrindavan only to participate in the pastimes of Lord Krishna. And this much knowledge he had that Krishna will not come to Salmali Dweep. So he was in his mind thinking that anything to get out of this place and relocate myself somewhere where there is a chance to serve Lord Krishna. So much to the chagrin of Dronachal, Govardhan said, yes, okay, I am willing to go. How do we go there? Will you have to walk all the distance? Oh, Pulastya Rishi said, no. I have got mystic powers. I can lift you on my palm and I can fly in the air and I will take you to Kashi, Varanasi. Govardhan said, great, this is a free ride for me. I will enjoy it. He said, but I have one condition. We will leave from Salmali Dweep and we will directly go to Varanasi. If you place me down on earth anywhere, I will not move from there. I will be fixed over there. This was a little trick Govardhan played. Pulastya Rishi was very confident. He said, oh, I have these mystic powers. There will be no need for me to put you down. Come on, let's go. And they left. They left as they were crossing over different towns and villages. Govardhan was having a beautiful view, aerial view. When they came near Vrindavan, by the inconceivable urge, Pulastya Rishi wanted to relieve himself and he wanted to pass. Now we may think that such a powerful Rishi, he has got so many mystic powers, he can carry such a big mountain on his palm. But he could not control his senses. He had to pass. Because The Paramatman is heart. He inspired him and he made him feel that urge to pass. Because the Paramatma has a connection with Govardhan also. So it was a match fixing between them. He said, when you reach this place, make sure that he gets this urge. So Govardhan said, okay, if you have that urge, let's go down. They landed. Of course, they landed in Vrindavan. The exact same place where Govardhan is now on Bhoomi Vrindavan. Pulasthi Rishi went and performed his ablutions, purified himself, came back, and he was trying to lift Govardhan. Obviously, Govardhan would not move. So he requested Govardhan, come on, let's go. So Govardhan asking, where? He said, don't you remember that we have to go to Kashi? He said, don't you remember that I had to put in condition that if you place me anywhere, I will not move from there. I'll be fixed over there. Pulasthi Rishi felt very sad and very bad. He said, because of this, I will curse you. I will curse you that every day your size will reduce to the extent of the diameter of a mustard seed. Any curse generally is not very welcome by the person who receives it. But Govardhan accepted it. He said, fine, so be it. In his heart he was thinking that my size is so big. How will Krishna be able to climb on this mountain and perform his pastimes? Let me reduce in size so that it will become very easy and comfortable for him and Srimati Radharani and the Gopas and the Gopis and the cows to climb on me. And so he, since Satyuga, very patiently waited for the appearance of Lord Krishna, fully knowing that once Krishna comes here during Dwapar, he will enjoy his association. In the meantime, Treta Yuga came. And in Treta Yuga, as you all know, King Dashrath had banished Lord Ramchandra and he along with Mother Sita and Lakshman were exiled. And while they were in exile, Ravana abducted Sita. And Lord Ramchandra wanted to make a bridge so that he can go to Lanka and bring Sita back. So he had taken the help of all the monkeys and the bears to make a bridge by putting various types of stones and pebbles and mountains and sand so that there was a bridge between Dhanushkoti and Lanka. Hanuman was in charge of making this bridge. So Hanuman was looking everywhere for huge mountains so that it will become easy to make the bridge faster. And he came across Govardhan. When he saw Govardhan, he said, oh, this is a beautiful mountain in the service of Lord Ramchandra so that we can complete the bridge fast. So he approached Govardhan, tried to lift him, but even Hanuman could not lift him. So immediately Hanuman understood that he must be some great soul. He circumambulated him. And then he spoke to Govardhan. He said, my desire is that for making this bridge to Sri Lanka, I would like to utilize you in the service of Lord Ramchandra. Govardhan was very happy. He was very happy to be of any service. So he said, yes, even I want to see the seashore. I want to see the sea. I have not seen a sea in my lifetime. Hanumanji prepared to lift Govardhan, but in the meantime, there was a Akashwani saying, all the required mountains and stones for making the bridge have been acquired, and now we don't need any more mountains. And Hanumanji told Govardhan, I am sorry, but we may not need your services now. Govardhan felt very sad. He said, look, you promised me you will take me in the service of Lord Ramchandra. You promised me that you will take me to the sea. Hanuman said, yes, you are right, I did promise. But then I have got these instructions from my higher authorities that it is not required. In any case, you just be here, I will come back. Immediately, Hanumanji went, met Lord Ramchandra and told him about Govardhan. Lord Ramchandra said, you go back and tell Govardhan. Tell him, rest assured that Lord Ramchandra will, during Dwapar Yuga, come as Lord Krishna and he will perform unlimited pastimes with you. So when Hanumanji came back and told Govardhan this, he was fully pacified and he was fully satisfied. Now when we talk about Govardhan, we talk about anyone, we talk about the antecedents from where he has come, who is he, who are his parents, but we also want to know something about his nature, isn't it? So who is Govardhan? Srimati Radharani, Ladini Shakti of Krishna, herself has certified Govardhan as Haridas Varya. Hari means Krishna, Das means his servant, and Varya means the best, topmost. Now there are so many Haridases. Yudhishthir, a Haridas, Udhav, a Haridas, but they are not Haridas Varya. Only Govardhan is Haridas Varya. Why? Because the way Govardhan serves Krishna is super excellent. He extends himself, he puts all his energies, all his abilities into pleasing Krishna, his friends and cows. He doesn't leave any stone unturned. Just to give you a few examples of how Govardhan becomes ecstatic in serving Krishna. Now, while he becomes ecstatic, he exhibits symptoms of ecstasy. In Bhaktirasamrita, Sindhu Rupa Goswami explains that there are 8 types of symptoms of ecstasy. Today, let us discuss only 3 of them. One is the hair of the body standing on end. Second is getting perspiration. And the third is running of tears. Now, how does Govardhan exhibit these signs of ecstasy? Throughout his body, he has got hundreds and millions of soft grass. These grass are his hair. Now these grass have got 4 qualities. Sugandha. They are ambrosial. They have got such a beautiful scent. They are sukomal. They are so soft that if Krishna and Balaram walk on them, it feels very soft and smooth. And if cows chew on them, They don't cut their lips and tongues. It is Pushti Vardhaka. Anyone who has this grass gets all the nutrition. So this grass, when it is eaten by the cows, they get all the nutrition, and from that nutrition, the milk that these cows give, Srimati Radharani, Yashoda Mai and other gopis, they prepare so many beautiful preparations for Krishna. And for that we need the milk. So the fourth quality of this grass is Dugdha Vardhaka. By eating this grass, these cows, they give so much milk. So much milk. And these grasses are so nourishing that even the demigod, they send their horses for grazing on Govardhan. This is the service of Govardhan to Krishna and the other devotees. And do you know how this grass grows? Not by the water from the rain, not by the water from the streams, but the very cows, when they walk on Govardhan, their milk bags are so overladen with milk that this grass is grown by pouring milk over them. This is the quality of the grass on Govardhan. Govardhan performs puja of Krishna and Balram. Those who are in the pujari department, deity worship, or those of you who are doing deity worship may be knowing that there are many upacharas that you to perform. First, welcoming the Lord. How does Govardhan do that? The birds, they are chirping with sweet music to welcome the Lord. Then, giving the Lord a place to sit, what is known as an asana. There are these rocks of emeralds and rubies and other precious stones on which Krishna and Balaram come and they sit. Then there is padya, washing of the feet with the water from the streams and the lakes on the Govardhan. There is achmana, with the various spices which they put in the water and give him as a mouthwash. Then he prepares madhupark. The milk from the cows, they were just given birth to a baby, which is mixed along with yogurt, honey and other things. This madhupark is offered to Krishna. And then once again achmana to wash his mouth. And then he is offered tambula. What is offered in tambula? Tender leaves of tulsi. The fragrant leaves of tulsi which is grown on Govardhan is offered to Krishna. And then, for the arati, the dhup, the various aromatic herbs which grow on Govardhan. And for the arati, the trees which have got flowers, when they sway, they look like agni. Then the arati is performed by them. These are the bakula buds which perform the arati. The fan is done by the sala trees. Sala trees, when they wave, they are giving the soothing air and the fan to Lord Krishna and Balaram. Then they are put to rest on petals of beautiful flowers which are grown on Govardhan. While they are resting, they are singing lullabies by cooing of the cuckoos who live on the Govardhan. And the peacocks, they come and strut and dance for the entertainment of Krishna and Balaram. This way, when Govardhan is worshipping Krishna, there is no doubt which remains in our hearts that he is Haridas Varya. Now this Haridas Varya has a beautiful shape. The shape of Govardhan is like a peacock. There is the Mukharavinda, then his neck is the Sakri core, two eyes are the Shyamkund and Radhakund, and his tail is the Puchari. These are the different places of the pastimes of Lord Krishna, where he has performed pastimes. And the best way for us to worship Govardhan is the same way in which Lord Krishna told Nanda Maharaj that we should worship Govardhan. How is that? Just by circumambulating Govardhan, he is pleased with us. That is the way we can circumambulate him and please him. Rupa Goswami explains in Mathura Mahatmya that one should start the circumambulation of Govardhan by first taking a bath in Mansi Ganga, purifying ourselves, and then from there one should start circumambulating the Govardhan. While circumambulating the Govardhan, we always keep Govardhan on our right side, and we always keep him on the right side. We will complete the entire circumference of Govardhan and we will come back to Manasi Ganga. A few words about Manasi Ganga. It's a beautiful, beautiful lake. Once upon a time, Krishna and Balaram were grazing their calves. They were having fun in the forest. Krishna noticed that today a new calf has entered in his entire group of calves. Krishna is very sharp. He could recognize all his calves. And when he noticed this calf, he pointed out to Balaram, and between the two of them, they understood that this is some transgressor. He is some outsider who has come in our herd. We'll have to keep an eye on him. Krishna was convinced that this is a demon who has come in the form of a calf. He was actually Vatsasur. So when the appropriate moment came, Krishna cornered him, held him by the two hind legs, swirled him in the air and threw him, and that was the end of Vatsasur. Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki. Just as you said Jai, all the coward boys were saying Jai, Jai, Haribol, Haribol. But after a few moments, these same boys were saying Jai and Haribol. They go and tell Krishna that we will not play with you. He said, why? So you have killed a calf. A calf is a family of cows. How can you kill a cow, a baby cow? It's a sin. Apart from playing, we will not even touch you. We will not even talk to you. Krishna said, so, please tell me, what should I do to atone my sin? He said, you will have to go to Ganga. Take a bath in Ganga, purify yourself and come back. Then we will talk to you and we will play with you. Krishna said, okay, easy done. He said, you will be satisfied if I take bath in Ganga? They said, yes. He said, okay, now whether I go to Ganga or Ganga comes to me, is between the two of us. So he meditated. He meditated it in his mind, and just by his meditation, Ganga appeared right in front of him. And he immediately took a dip and he told his friends that, look, I have taken a bath in Ganga and now I am purified. Now let's go and play. So that was Manasi Ganga. Manas means from the mind of Krishna, the Ganga which appeared in Vraja is Manasi Ganga. What happened was, Ganga came to Braj, but people should also know this and they should understand and realize the importance. So one day, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai had gone for a house program to somebody's house for a satsang. And there the speaker was saying that one should definitely do a yatra to Ganges, take a dip, purify themselves, and come at least once in their lifetime. So, Nanda Baba and Yashoda Mai were thinking that this is a good idea. Let us go. So, they were preparing for a yatra. They were preparing for a yatra to go to Ganga. Krishna saw this. Some preparations were being made. So, he asked, Mother, Father, what are you doing? Where are you going? What are these preparations for? They said, we heard from this Mahatma that one should take a dip in Ganga, so we are making our plans to take a yatra to Ganga and take a dip. He said, yes, but why do you have to go anywhere? Krishna explained, not only the Ganga, but every Tirtha Sthan which is there anywhere in this world is present in Braj. So you don't have to go anywhere. Whether it is Badri Narayan, whether it is Mansarovar, whatever it is, every Tirtha Sthan is in Braj. The parents thought that this is a small child, he doesn't know what he's talking about. So they continued making the preparations for the yatra. And Krishna said, Mother, Father, please believe me what I am saying. So he took them. He took them to the bank of Manasi Ganga. And just when Krishna was there with Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai, he meditated and immediately Ganga Devi in her personal form appeared there riding on a crocodile. When Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Rani saw this, they were fully convinced that yes, this is Ganga. So they took the baths in Ganga and the Brajavasis were very happy that now they don't have to travel all the way if they want to take a bath in Ganga. And so, on the banks of Manasi Ganga is a beautiful temple of Haridev. So once we start the parikrama of the Govardhan, we take a bath in Manasi Ganga and then we visit Haridev. Now who is this Haridev? Once, when the gopis were feeling utter separation from Krishna, they were sitting on the bank of Manasi Ganga and meditating. And in their meditation, they saw beautiful, beautiful form of Krishna, who was 6 or 7 years old, with his left hand risen, and he was carrying Govardhan in that hand. So, they were so much attracted by this beauty, that every day they would come to Govardhan Nath Haridev. and they would worship him. Now 5,000 years when Lord Krishna's grandson Vajrana, he was reconstructing Braj, he got a beautiful deity of Haridev made, which we can see today, right next to the Manasi Ganga. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came to Braj, he went to the Haridev temple and he performed kirtan over there. While he was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The Brajavasis were in ecstasy. They had not seen anything like this before. They all were singing and dancing. The importance of the circumambulation, as I explained to you, was understood by us from what Krishna told Nanda Maharaj. Now, what did happen? What was that story about? One day, Krishna and Balaram, when they came home after grazing the calves, they saw that Nanda Maharaj was very busy in making various preparations. There was a huge yajna which was being prepared. There was so many preparations of festoons and decorations and pandals, and so many items were being cooked. And Krishna, he asked his father, "Father, what is this?" He said, "Son, we are celebrating Indra Puja." He said, "What is this Indra Puja?" He said, "See, we are Vaishyas and our livelihood comes from cows and agriculture. And for these two occupations, we need water and rain. And the rain comes from Lord Indra, who is the demigod in charge of giving us the rain. And he is so kind to us that he gives us ample rain. And he keeps us happy. So we have to make him happy by offering a puja and a yajna." Krishna said, "But Father, in which scripture does it say this, that we are supposed to do it?" He said, "No, no, no, no scripture. This has been going on for so many generations. Our forefathers have done it, so now we also have to do it. Come, come, join us and help us." Krishna said, "No, no, but let me understand this first, very clearly. What are we talking about? What yajna and what puja are we talking about?" Nanda Maharaj tried to convince him. He tried to tell him that this is something we have been doing, so we have to do. Krishna said, "No. There is something wrong somewhere. It is not Indra who is giving us the rain. Indra is only performing his duty. He is supposed to give us rain because of our good karmas. And because, Baba, you have not done anything bad or anything wrong to anyone, why do you have to do this puja of Indra? Instead of that," Krishna suggested, "let us do puja of Govardhan. Because actually it is Govardhan who gives us the grass, he gives us all the grains, he gives us all the water, all the clear crystal water and sweet water. We should just worship Govardhan. So Nand Maharaj was trying to negotiate. He said, okay, first let us do this Indra Puja, be done with it, finish it, and then we will do the Govardhan Puja. But Krishna was very firm. He wanted to teach Indra a lesson. He wanted to crush his pride. Krishna had understood that because of the powers which the demigods have, sometimes they become so proud and they think that they have the powers themselves, forgetting that the power is actually coming from Krishna. Indra had become proud, there is no doubt about it. He get so used to get these offerings every year, so he had become very proud. So Krishna took this opportunity in trying to crush Indra's pride. He insisted. And once Krishna insists on something, Nanda Maharaj and all the other gopas, they agree to him. They just say, okay, we will do whatever you say just to please you. Said, yes, but how do we do this puja? We do not know how to do this Govardhan puja. You please tell us. So Krishna said, it is very simple. Whatever preparations you have made now for Indra Puja, we utilize all those things for Govardhan Puja. That's all. So simple. Send invitations to all the Brahmanas. Let them come and perform the yajna. Whatever preparations you have made for offering to Indra, bring it before Govardhan, and every Brijavasi can go home, cook and bring more offerings. We will offer all that to Govardhan. And after offering it to Govardhan, we will distribute all that prasad to everyone, starting with the Brahmanas, the elderly people, the women, children, animals, dogs, and even the dog eaters. Everyone should get Krishna Prasad. So, they all carry this paraphernalia and everything. They go to Govardhan, in front of Govardhan. They set up the whole thing. They make this huge mountains of food. There are the sweets, the savories, the rice, the rotis, the puris, the parathas and samosas and kachoris and vadas and cakes, dals, sweet, everything. For the liquids, there are like lakes of liquid. And for the dry things, there are mountains. They spread this out, everything in front of Govardhan. Huge, huge mountains of food. And on top of that, they put a thick layer of ghee. And when the sun is shining on the thick layer of ghee, it looks like the peak of Mount Everest in the morning sun. That golden, beautiful rays. When Nand Maharaj saw that, he was so happy. He was saying, this is a beautiful offering befitting Giriraj. And then what happens? Then Krishna was standing as a child in front of this huge Govardhan. He offers everything to Govardhan. So when he offers, Govardhan himself takes the shape of Krishna. Or let us say, Krishna takes the shape of a huge Govardhan. With long arms, with studded bracelets, huge mouth like a cave, but a very smiling face. And when the offering is done, Govardhan stretches his long arms and devours the entire offering in one go. He puts it everything in his mouth. And when he puts everything in his mouth, he says, Anyor, Anyor. Which means, give me more, give me more. That gigantic form of Krishna as Govardhan, having had everything, and after being satisfied by a tulsi leaf which one Brahmin gives to him, all that he had devoured, everything again reappears as it was. The huge mountains of food again come back as if they are untouched. Beautiful. And all that food is distributed by Nand Maharaj to the various Brajvasis. And while this distribution was going on, Krishna had told them that we should perform a parikrama of Govardhan. So they get onto their carts, the ladies and the children, with their beautiful dresses. And the Brajavasis are following them. The young boys are dancing. There are music, kettle, drums, string, sitar, everything. It's a huge party. And this singing and dancing, they go around Govardhan, they perform the Govardhan puja, they do the circumambulation, and they come back and they are fully satisfied. Everyone goes home feeling very happy and very satisfied. But there is one person who is very much dissatisfied. Not only dissatisfied, he is very angry. Not only angry, he wants to destroy everything because he did not get his worship, puja and offering. And that is Indra. When Indra saw that the puja which was meant for him, the offerings which were meant for him, are now being offered to a stone. And just because one small talkative boy is convincing the Brajavasis to do it. And somebody is used to getting a lot of worship and adoration, and when he doesn't get it, it pinches even more. So as he was used to getting it for every year and he didn't get it this year, he called a meeting of all his demigods and they sat together and they planned, what should we do about this? Indra said, this is absolutely unacceptable. These Brijavasis are behaving like they had the brains of the cattle that which they rear. They have to be taught a lesson. And I will teach them that lesson. I am so powerful. So he told his friends, demigods, that I have got a plan. What I will do is, I will call all my clouds. And I have some very powerful clouds which I have kept only for using them at the time of Pralaya when I want to destroy this entire creation. But today I am so angry
that I want to use those clouds for destroying this one small village of Vrindavan, and then I will see where they go. They will have to bend on their knees and beg forgiveness from me, and I would like to see that sight of these Brijavasis who are listening to this one talkative boy, and they are not giving me what is due to me. Now you just wait and see. So he calls them. He calls the Samvartaka clouds. Now just as we keep things in godowns, these clouds are also kept in godowns. So Indra opens those huge godowns from where Samvartaka, they are just released, you know. After a long time they were so tightly fitted in those godowns that now they are feeling their freedom. And they already know their power. They want to exercise that power. They are flexing their muscles when they come out. Indra is very happy looking at them, and they are very happy looking at Indra. They are drawing their enthusiasm from Indra, and Indra is depending upon their enthusiasm. He gives his instructions. He said, look, for you, this is a very small assignment. Your job was to inundate this entire creation during Pralaya. But what I am offering you is such a small task, and I am expecting you to finish off this task in a few minutes and come back, and then we'll have a party here. Samvartaka clouds agreed. Yes, boss. And they left. They made this strategy. First of all, they covered the sun, so that entire Vrindavan during daytime became pitch dark. Nobody could see anything. It became so dark. Then they spread themselves, and there were huge columns of clouds, and just when they were given the word go, they would pour torrents of rain. Each drop would be as thick as the trunk of a huge banyan tree. This was the power which these clouds had, and this is what Indra wanted to use against the Brijavasis. They started pouring, inundating Vraja. The Brijavasis, they became absolutely helpless. The cows were trying to protect their calves under their bodies. The bulls, when the thunderbolt would hit their horns, would be looking up at the sky and becoming very angry. The whole of Vrindavan was one sheet of water. You could not differentiate between the highlands and the lowlands. And in this condition, what could the Brijavasis do, poor things? They could only do what they always did. They went to Krishna. Krishna, Krishna Mahabhav. Krishna, please save us. Please help us. We are at your mercy. You saved us when there was a fire in the forest. You please now save us when there is rain from the heavens. Without you, we have no hope. And we are absolutely dependent on you. Krishna immediately realized that this must be the job of Indra. So he was smiling. He was smiling, and in a very sweet voice he said, Mother, Father, my dear Brijavasis, please do not worry. I am here to take care of you. The Brijavasis wanted to believe, but they were not able to believe, because they said, now, against this power of Indra, what will Krishna do to protect us? Krishna said, all you have to do is you please follow me. With his Achintya Shakti, he started walking. He knew what he had to do. He had his entire strategy and plan fixed in his mind. He started walking towards Govardhan and he told them, you follow me. And that path towards Govardhan was absolutely dry. Not a drop of rain was there. And all the Brajavasis were simply walking behind Krishna as if nothing had happened. He went straight to Govardhan. He put his left hand beneath Govardhan. And he just lifted it as if a child lifts a mushroom. Shri Krishna Bhagavan Ki! When he lifted the Govardhan, in some scriptures it is said that he tossed it up in the air. You know when they make that Rumali roti, how they toss it in the air and then they catch it? Something like that. He tossed the Govardhan up in the air and then he held it in his left hand on his little finger. And he told everyone, come. Come and take shelter under this Govardhan. Have faith in Govardhan. Don't forget that when you offered him with love, he accepted your offering and he ate it. He is not a mountain, he is a person. You have been offering for all these years to Indra. How many times did Indra personally come and accept your offering? Did he ever come? But Govardhan came to you. You have pleased him. Because you have pleased him, he will protect you. So you please come. Have faith in me. I will not let this Govardhan drop on you. Slowly, a few Brijavasis went, others went, others went. And when they went inside, they were surprised. There were bright lights inside. There was this huge meadows and fields. There were lakes of sweet water. There were grazing grounds for cows. So they all came in. All the cows, the gopas, the gopis. Everyone came in. They were very happy to be there. Under the protection of Krishna, they were getting 24/7 darshan of Krishna. And every Brajavasi had a feeling that Krishna is looking only at me. They had such intimate relationship. While this was going on, under the Govardhan, all the Brijavasis were under the Govardhan. So Indra sent out the spies. There were some special spies over the clouds. They went out and see what is happening. They went and gave a corporate report, very positive. Not a single Brijavasi is alive. They are all under the water. And the boss, the corporate boss, CEO Indra, he wanted such a thing. He wanted to hear this. So he was very happy. All success. Wonderful. Then he thought, let me go and see. So he came on as Airavat. He personally went to examine. And when he came near Govardhan, he saw that the lions on top of the Govardhan are roaring and fighting with the clouds. The deers are running. Even the butterflies are flying, not affected by the rain. So what are my spies telling me that everything is finished? He wanted to fire them. And then he realized that no matter what he did, the transcendental powers of Krishna could not be overcome by him. So for 7 days, there is a lot which happened under the Govardhan, but I have only 7 more minutes now to complete my class, because we are all eager to circumambulate the Govardhan about what we have been talking so much. So instead of doing the theory, now let us do some practical. But I will just finish this one little bit in the end. Indra realized his mistake. He said, "What have I done? I tried to kill God. I tried to ruin his devotees. What a fool I am." So he went to his spiritual master, Brihaspati. And he told him exactly the same thing. Brihaspati told him that, "Indra, I am glad that now you realize that you are a fool. But you do something about it now. You go to Brahma and take advice from him." He went to Brahma. Brahma told him the same thing. He said, "But look, you have come to the wrong person. I already made a bigger mistake than you. I stole all the calves and I stole all the cowherd boys and I hid them in a cave. I can't help you. I do not have the know-how to give you which will help you. But I can give you some information. The best way is to approach Krishna through a devotee whom Krishna loves and whom Krishna will not be able to refuse." So this Indra took advice and he went to Mother Surabhi, who is the mother of all cows, and everybody knows how much Krishna loves the cows. With the help of Surabhi, now look at the compassion of Surabhi. Here is Indra who was trying to destroy all her descendants. All the cows in Vraja are the descendants of Surabhi. And he was trying to kill them. And now he has the temerity of coming and asking for help from Surabhi. But because she realized that he has understood that he has made a mistake, so I should help him. We do not condemn a person who has made a mistake. If he accepts, then we try and help him in getting forgiveness. So Surabhi brought him to Lord Krishna. Indra was standing in a corner. Surabhi went and approached Lord Krishna. And he said, "My Lord, please forgive him. He has accepted his mistake. He is repenting. He mistook you for an ordinary coward boy. He didn't know that you are the Supreme Personality of God, the cause of all causes. He knew, but he did not recognize you. So please forgive him." This happened at the Surabhi Kund. Krishna went up to Indra in a corner so that he will not be embarrassed more. And he sternly warned him and told him that, "I have purposely punished you because you deserve it. All the power that you have is coming from me, but you thought it is yours. Now that you have realized your mistake, go back to your kingdom and rule there peacefully. But never forget that I am your Lord and Master." After this, Surabhi performed an abhishek of Lord Krishna with her ambrosial milk. Indra had asked Airavat to get the water from the Akash Ganga, which is stored in Airavat Kund. From there they took the Ganges water and Surabhi was showering the milk and they did an abhishek of Lord Krishna. Brahmaji crowned him and they all accepted him as the king of Raja. While this was going on, the demigods had come. Varun brought his umbrella. Garuda spread his wings like a canopy. The incense, the fire, Agni came and did the arati. Brahma came and performed the services of a priest. Lord Shiva came to give the blessings. The Vedas came to glorify Lord Krishna. Bhumi, Mother Earth, brought a golden box full with medicinal herbs. Each demigod brought the most beautiful gifts they could offer to Krishna. And after they had completed their worship and gone, they left all their paraphernalia behind. Krishna's friends, Batuk, Sridham, Madhumangal, Subal, they came looking for Krishna, where is he? Because he was away talking to Indra for some time. When they saw all these beautiful paraphernalia, in their childlike manner, without any rules and regulations, just out of spontaneous love, they started doing chamar, some is doing peacock feather, some is doing the arati, someone is putting the incense. They were totally worshipping Krishna out of sheer love, not as a formality. When the demigods saw this, they were ashamed. They felt like taking the dust from the feet of these gopas and gopis and applying it to their heads. And then there was a Akashvani, and that asked Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Rani to crown Krishna after giving him an abhishek at Govind Kund. And that is where Krishna was named Govinda. Shri Krishna Bhagavan Ki! So now we will start the circumambulation of the Govardhan. There is a very small prayer which we can offer to Govardhan while we are circumambulating. The prayer goes, anyone wants to say this prayer? Anybody remembers it? Namaste Giri Rajaya. Shri Govardhana Namine. Ashesha Klesha Nashaya. Paramananda Dayine. So while we circumambulate, if we pray to Govardhan, that he may please grant us what we desire. Here again, Krishna is giving you complete liberty, free will. If you want the things of this material world, you can ask them. If you want his eternal shelter, you can ask him. One thing is sure, whatever you ask for with a very sincere heart, Govardhan will definitely grant you. Shri Giriraj Govardhan Maharaj Ki. Srila Prabhupada Ki.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Thank you.